One of the most well-known, famous Mishnayos, actually Brysos in Perek Vav, that we call Perek Vav Pirkei Avos, is a fascinating conversation between one of the great Tanaim and what seems to be a random person. The Brysa tells us, Amar Yosi ben Kisma, Tamacha Tayisi Mahalech Baderech. One time he says, I was walking on the path, taking a stroll, on a nice day outside, Ufaga bi Adamecha, and I met a person, a random person, on the street. V'nasan li shalom, and I gave him shalom aleichem, a warm welcome. V'chzarti lo shalom. And he greeted me, I greeted him. We had a nice exchange, very warm embrace to one another. Amar li, Rebbe, me'eza makamata, where are you from? He said to the Tana. Amarti lo me'ir gedola shachachamim v'shalso from ani. I'm from a great city. A lot of great Torah scholars, hamechachamim, a lot of people learning, a lot of buzz in the air in terms of Torah. Amar li, the man said to me, Rebbe, Ritzuncha shetadir imanu bimkomenu, do you want to come live by us in our town? V'nei etein lecha elef alafim dinare zaha v'avanin tovos margalios. And I'll give you millions and millions of dollars. Millions and millions of dollars. Gold, silver, stones, you name it, and it's yours. Amar tila, without hesitating for a moment, I said to him, you give me every, if I win the Powerball tomorrow night, $850 million. You give me the Powerball tomorrow night, all of that. I'll only live in the Makam Tov. All the Bali Musar want to know. He didn't hesitate for a moment. Not a moment. And think about it this way. He could have built, if he had a yeshiva where he was from, Yosef ben Kisma, he could have built a bigger yeshiva, spread Torah even further, be Megal HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Torah further in the world. At least think for a moment about the possibilities. They're endless. With all that money, he could build yeshiva achar yeshiva, having more people learning, more sofer, more people involved in Torah. At least think about it for a moment. But no hesitation. He just said no. All the money in the world, I wouldn't leave only to live in my Makom Torah. One of the great Torah personalities of the 20th century, Rabbi Yitzchak Abramsky, Zecher Tzadik Livracha, wrote something so profound. He said, we're misunderstanding Yosef ben Kisma's answer. Here's what he meant. What he meant was, truthfully, I could, in fact, build a yeshiva. I could build many yeshivas. All the money you give me, I could do a lot of great things. I could. But here's the problem. What you see in front of you, this great Rebbe that you're greeting, that you're welcoming and inviting into your community to come build a yeshiva, the minute I leave my yeshiva, the minute I leave my Beis Medrash, I'm not going to be the same person, because the minute I unplug from the Beis Medrash, I start to lose my charge. And without that charge, what kind of Rebbe am I going to be? What could I possibly build? I'll be half the person, 50%, 30%. I'll leave my yeshiva. I'll go to your town. I'll try to be mechazik your town, but in doing so, I unplug myself from my source, my chiyus. And without my chiyus, my source, I'm not the same person when I come to your town. So yes, I want to come, and the possibilities are endless. But I can't leave my makom simply because when I leave my makom, my Beis Medrash, I'm a different person. I'm not the same Rebbe, the same Ben Torah, the same teacher. I can't be. And that's what he meant in the answer. The Beis Medrash is a makom, is a place where we don't just learn. It's a place of chiyus. We recharge. The minute we step outside the Beis Medrash, we start to lose our charge. And tonight's a beautiful reminder of what it means to recharge with the Kol Torah. Incredible. Incredible Kol Torah. That this is a source of chiyus. The minute we step outside, take the charge with us, of course. But this is a source where we recharge our battery, our spiritual battery, every single night and every single day. With that, let's dive in.